Where are we today? Today we are in Glasgow and it's great that you've joined me. Why have we come here? Well, we're actually sourcing out some of the cheapest eats in the whole of UK. We went to Grimsby, went to the Matthews Fish and Chip place, £3, that was outstanding value. What they're doing for the local community is fantastic. And what this pub is doing is fantastic as well. It's the Star Bar. You get three courses, £4. Yes, £4 for three courses. Can't wait to give this one a go. Really excited. Let's give it a go. And I've got to be careful crossing this road. Very careful. Crossing, definitely crossing. Okay, let's go. Just so you know, I'm not lying. Three course lunch from £4.
£4.
7 days a week, 12 till 2:30. So we come inside, they've got two different bars. So we come into the first bar and what have you. So sat in here, the lady is super polite behind the bar, absolutely fantastic. She went into the other bar, so I thought, well, we'll sit in the other bar, but that's really packed already. And we've come in spot on opening time, there's loads of people in there. So this is £4, literally £4. So you've got homemade soup, I'm not sure what the soup is, let's hope it's not mushroom. And then you've got a choice of mains. I'm going to give you some examples here on the mains. You can have roast beef, roast turkey, macaroni cheese, fish, everything there, scotch pie. I'm actually going to go for the special today, which is chicken casserole. Now that, she asked if I'd like it with chips or boiled potatoes. Oh, here we go. That's great stuff. Thank you very much. Soup's arrived already. I've asked for that with the boiled potatoes and some veg. And then you've got dessert afterwards. You've got a choice of creamed rice or ice cream, £4. Let's grab the spoon. Let's give that a little stir. Looks like a vegetable soup. There's carrots in there. That is, wow. Now I ordered that and that's arrived literally about 2 minutes later. The one thing that's got me here is how friendly everyone is here. First impressions, and as you look on the outside you think, oh, the pub, that pub doesn't look particularly appealing, but as soon as you've walked in, bang, straight away up there. So let's try it straight away. Now that is a vegetable soup. I want you to take a quick glance again, because it's going to sound silly, that's very basic. It's very simple, but what it is, it's full of flavour, and it is really, really, really full of flavour. It needs absolutely zero seasoning, so these guys are not required at all. It is just wholesome. So you've come in, it's cold outside, and what you want to do is get going straight away, and that's kind of great. Okay, it doesn't come with bread, but come on guys, it's £4. It's pipingly hot. If I made that at home, I tell you what, I'd be proud. No issues. It's hearty, as I say, and it's warming. It's filling. Brilliant. Now I know why it is so busy. There's already people sitting on the right-hand side in this bar, but on the other side, they must have at least 20 people in there eating already. Can't knock it. Okay. I'll see you when the chicken casserole arrives. And this is recommended by the lady behind the bar. She said whenever it's on as special, everyone goes for it. So why not? Why not go for it? But again, I could have had roast beef. Madness. Absolute madness. Okay, I shall see you incredibly soon. The bar itself is just a traditional bar. It's got the TV on in the background. It's got fruit machines in here. Lots of seating. Yeah. Fantastic drink range. Everything on draft as well. So all there. And I'll tell you the prices as well of the drinks in a few minutes. Let me just go over and I'll check them out. So, okay. Wow, that's good. I can't tell you the number of people who's asked me to come here from Scotland. I understand why. Drinks-wise, by the way, a pint of Guinness in here is about £3.95 and a pint of lager is £3.25. It's not exactly London prices, is it? Here's my chicken casserole. a couple of boiled potatoes, some carrots, marrow fat peas there, and the chicken casserole. And again, lots of chicken. You've got whole pieces in there, and then you've got the chicken that's just being shredded. That just makes it goes a lot further, if you like. But again, price. Let's try. Let's do this a bit better. Mind you, the spoon might be a bit better for this, to be honest. So let's try you first. It's just simple. It's just a chicken casserole. But again, in the cold, it's cold outside, that's all you want. You want something there that's going to fill you up, hearty, warm. No issue with the chicken. Lots of it. And the gravy that's with that chicken. Look, my only complaint, I wish there was more. And I'll tell you why I wish there was more. Because it is so tasty. Then onto the peas. They're good. They've kind of brought me back some memories. Because they were the peas I used to have many years ago with my mum and dad cooking, what have you. Yeah, it just brought me back a few lovely memories there. That's all right, I'll have some more. Then onto the carrot. That's a nice carrot. It's very, very sweet. No complaints. I'm going to really struggle to complain on this one. Only because of the value. Then, so yep, two of these potatoes. Yeah, I've been to some celebrity chefs who give less potato on the on when they're doing chips and what have you. So, yeah. Again, does it need seasoning? That doesn't need seasoning. No, all round, I'm not going to add any seasoning. What I am going to do is mash this down a little bit. And again, you just see the way the potato is breaking up. No complaints, no issue. Have you there? It's not a potato. That's a really nice potato. Guys, I'm sitting here with the soup, with this. Is that going to set me up for the day? Without a shadow of a doubt. If I went into McDonald's there, I had one of their Big Mac meals or whatever they are. What are they, £7 now or something along them lines? You get two of these meals for a McDonald's. Rubbish. Garbage. This is proper cooking. Proper home cooking kind of thing. Hearty food. Do you know what? Lots of years I said that. So Gary, you've got to go along and try it. I think no one can do a three-course meal for £4. No one. Impossible. Fair play to the owners here, whoever they are. Brilliant stuff. Okay, I'm going to finish this up and then decide what I'm going to have for dessert. Now, it's not a big choice. It's creamed rice or ice cream? I'll have a little think. Which one would you choose? I'm laughing straight away because the lady just served me my jelly and ice cream. And she said, she goes, you okay? I said, I haven't had this for years. She goes, what, like you need birthday balloons and all that? And I was thinking, yeah, actually, she's right. It's probably at least 20 years ago when I was a youngster, 30 years ago when I was a youngster. So it's simple, isn't it? Jelly. Wibbly wobbly jelly. Strawberry jelly. And vanilla ice cream. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. It's not my birthday, so please don't think that. It just brought me back memories of my birthday. Oh, well. It's just great. reason. This whole meal has just brought me smiles, big smiles. I'm just thinking, would I go to, I had fish and chips recently and spent nearly £50. Would I actually go to that fish and chip shop once, or would I come here 12 times? It's a no-brainer, isn't it? It's a no-brainer. I'm sitting here with a smile on my face. I went there and I was all a bit miserable and glum because it wasn't great quality in a tourist trap. There's one thing about this place, it's definitely not a tourist trap. It's full of locals and all the rest of it. And I think what they are doing for the locals is fantastic. Similar, as I said in the introduction, to the Matthews family. Absolutely fantastic. I paid the bill already. I'll talk to you about it outside. I'm not going to get a receipt on this occasion, I don't think. I'd be a bit embarrassed to ask for a receipt. So, I'll give my final thoughts outside. Brilliant, brilliant memories. Oh, well done. Definitely ate that too quickly. One, getting a little bit of a headache, and two, I'm going to have to go to the dentist because I must have a filling coming out, and the ice cream hit the filling and I was... But as you can see, I kind of enjoyed that. I've just enjoyed this whole experience. Brilliant stuff. Okay, see you outside.
Oh dear. Ah, no, I've got to start again. The cameraman made a mistake. That's a first, isn't it?
Okay. Don't judge a book by its cover.
No. Start again. No, you've got to spin it off. No.
Never judge a book by its cover. Behind me, the Star Bar. How many of you have driven past there, paid no attention to it? Do you know what? If I'm in the area, I'll never drive past here again. I will stop. I will go in and I will spend my money there, because what they're doing for the local community is incredible. Incredible. That brought me back so many memories. You know, just wholesome food. Simple, wholesome food. Start with the soup. Loved it. Okay. Wasn't the most incredible soup I've ever had, but you know what? If I'd done that at home, I'd be a little bit proud of myself. It was tasty, it was filling, it was hot. No issue. Then, onto the chicken casserole. Again, portion-wise, wasn't the biggest, was it? But I tell you what, for a lunchtime, that certainly filled me up. The chicken itself was really, really tender. Plenty of lumps of chicken in there as well, and obviously the chicken was shredded as well. The couple of potatoes, not the peas. Just again, the marrow fat peas. Again, fantastic memories, and the carrot, sweetness of the carrot. Had that and I was like, yeah, do you know what? That has brought me back some fantastic stuff. Fantastic memories. Biggest memory of all, jelly and ice cream. Birthday time. You know, I haven't had jelly and ice cream. Oh, I don't know how many years. If I told you how many years, you'd guess my age. Staff, absolutely fantastic. The brilliant staff in there. And again, they treated everyone, myself as well. You know, May, I'm giving you a shout out. May, you looked after me. Thank you so very much. That was brilliant stuff and what have you. Those of you that know me, this is very emotional for me. Very, very emotional. I was brought up in a pub. And a lot of that food is, you know, what I was used to. And yeah, just... Yeah, very emotional. But I loved it. I loved it. The bill, I didn't ask for a receipt. Don't be silly. £4. Oh, dear me. I left a tip. And the tip was bigger than what was more expensive than what the meal was, because the service was fantastic. I loved it. It was brilliant memories. And I will come back. I guarantee you, I will come back. And I will come back because they are doing wonders for the local community. And you celebrity chefs out there, I'm going to dig at you as well. You do some of these things. You know, you look after the local community. You know, they're giving something back, aren't they? You know, I'd imagine the cost of all the ingredients is going up for them, as it is for every restaurateur, but they're going up. But no, they've held the prices. They're three courses, £4. You know, I'd imagine they're not making hardly anything after they're paying staffing costs, overheads, everything. So, brilliant stuff. What mark am I going to give it? Well, it's easy 10 star, okay, for the value. That's a 10 star star, so I'll keep saying star and you're there. For the service, 10 star star, keep going up there. Value, 10 star star star. For the food, probably
six, seven, something along those lines. Overall mark I'm going to give it? No. First time on the channel? No. You decide. You tell me you're the mark. What does it deserve? Because if you decide. Forget it. You decide. If it's one of your recommendations, mwah, I love you to bits. Thank you so much. The emotion there is fantastic, and I'm so pleased I came here. If you can like and subscribe to the channel, you know I always appreciate that. And again, one of those fantastic, brilliant, and awesome recommendations. Until next time, bye-bye. Please give it a great score. Please, please, please. Bye-bye. Starbar? You're a star!